And of course, the arising of that is sacred. It is, I use largely non-religious language. In that way, it is more accessible to people who have lived with the terminology of religion that's been used by the mind without the actual experience or knowledge of it for so long, so misused really by the mind. But that is the only state of being out of which that arises which makes life so precious on this earth. It is only out of that state that love arises. Anything you look upon that is not judged or labeled or interpreted according to one's conditioning, anything that you look upon and allow it to be as it is, you enter a completely different relationship to that, whether it is a being, a human being, an animal, a plant, a completely different relationship from the relationship that you would have with it if you were looking at it through the conditioning of the mind and the self that goes with it. And that self cannot see the sacredness that is in every being. It is only looking at what is my relationship to this? How does he or she or it fit in with me? So even when it looks at a beautiful plant, it will have some kind of relation to me. It might want to pull it out. I want to have that. Or it might say, oh, I wonder where I can get that. It looks great in my garden. But there needs to be some relationship of me, or these are relatively mild, innocent manifestations of that, relatively. But then we come to the same thing, that me comes in the form of a company. And they look at an ancient forest, been there for 20,000 years or more, and all they see is what they can get out of it. They might only see it's worth it's such and such on the market. This is what we can do with it. They miss the deeper dimension in everything. They miss it. The deeper dimension in each human being is missed when you're only there as a labeling entity, judging. When the spaciousness of presence isn't there, you miss the essence of all beings and your own continuously. And that's why the sacredness of the ancient forest, in order to sense the sacredness of the ancient forest, there needs to be some space of stillness in you, even if you didn't know it. Otherwise, you might be going to the forest and writing a PhD about this particular tree, and again, that's not really true. That's mind knowledge. It has its place occasionally, but to be absorbed by mind knowledge completely, then you miss the essence of all things. You miss the essence of the forest. You may know a lot about the forest. You might have studied forestry for 6 years, and your mind may be full of knowledge about the forest, but if the spaciousness isn't there in your perception, if you cannot go there and for a moment be in the state of complete openness, that is the state of perception in and through the stillness, then the essence, you cannot sense that.